fans of Project Runway. Have to wait until the new season begins this summer to get their fix of fashion designers in heated competition. But seniors at the Savannah College of Art and Design are living out their own private version of the popular reality show. 97 students of fashion are scrambling to finish their collections before they graduate. And in case you were wondering how that goes, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on how they're making it work.
Project Runway has Tim Gunn to guide its fashionistas. The Savannah College of Art and Design has Anthony S. Miller to guide its undergraduates.
Should I interface it?
No.
Should I make it wider?
A little bit.
A little bit wider?
Miller chairs the fashion and accessories department, although he says today it's more like the drama department.
Today is a Senior Collection 3 Day, which is the finalization of garments.
12 to 15 garments, all illustrating a look.
2 weeks to the wire, and the tensions are high.
The handful of students stitching, pinning, and seaming away in a sunny white brick workroom seem focused more than stressed.
Can you hand me my scissors, please?
So here we are in a senior room. I'm very sensitive to them right now because there's food in here. And ordinarily I'd be like, get it out. Food and fabric don't go together.
Senior Andrea McLeod is working on a flowing silver tunic with a saucily draped neckline. Her collection was inspired by the painting The Birth of Venus.
Nice. Wow. You really want to do an angle like that. This is what, a foreplay?
Yeah.
Silk crepe?
Silk, crepe, boring, thought senior Jessica Osterman. She's smoothing out a colorful dress made of something petroleum-based.
It's a plastic Mexican floral tablecloth. It's $5 a yard. I wanted to make it $500.
Osterman's collection is mod, flashy, and expensive-looking. It was inspired by the cover of the Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh my gosh, the colors, the prints, everything.
The cheap oilcloth is now resplendently embellished with crystals. At first, fashion chair Anthony Miller had his suspicions about Osterman's idea and her fabric of choice.
We talked about it, and then she showed me this amazing swatch.
And now you love it.
That wasn't the only student concept that sounded terrible to Miller. Hattie Saltonstall produced a collection inspired by cancer.
Initially, when she presented it, I thought, oh, well, that's, how can you... And it's actually turned out to be beautiful. When I turn it and I see that... That just jumps out at you.
Yeah.
It's insane.
This darkly gleaming formal gown doesn't look especially cancerous, except for the bumps that seem to grow in its midnight blue folds and clustering around its bodice. The collection came about when Hattie Saltonstall's mother was diagnosed with cancer, and her godmother died from it during this, her senior year.
I was trying to figure out a way to get myself through it. And I wanted to show somebody that you can take something that's so ugly, that has no rules, that does whatever it wants, and that you can still make it beautiful if you look hard enough for it.
They're showstoppers, says the chair of the fashion department at the Savannah College of Art and Design. He says he can't wait to show this collection to designer John Galliano when he visits the school later this month. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.